Good to see everyone this morning. I trust and hope that everyone is well. And even if you're not, we know the best doctor in the world. That is Dr. Jesus. Let us go to God in prayer. Dear Lord, our God and our Heavenly Father, you have blessed us once again, O Lord. You have given us another privilege and another opportunity to come out and serve thee in spirit and in truth. We pray and thank you for the gathering that's here. We pray and thank you for those that may be on their way, that they may make it here safely. We pray for those who may be traveling today, that they may have safety, whether they're in the skyways, on the highways, or on the waterways. We just pray, O Heavenly Father, that you give them your blessings and that they be safe and secure. Father, we pray for the leaders of this congregation. We pray that you would strengthen them and keep them full of wisdom and knowledge, O Lord. Father, we pray for all of the sick and the shut in, especially those in the household of faith, and even more special for those who are members of this local congregation. We just pray and ask you, Heavenly Father, that all might be well. We pray and ask you that the services we are about to render, that they might be found pleasing and acceptable in thy sight. Thank you, O Lord. Father, thank you for each and every person here today. Thank you for those who are not feeling as well today but are still here. Thank you for those who are not feeling well but cannot be here. We pray for them, O Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you that one day you sent Jesus down here to this earth to hang, bleed, and die on yonder's cross. We're so thankful, Lord, and we're so blessed to be able to be a member of his body. We're just ecstatic about that, O Lord, and we thank you for giving us that privilege and that opportunity. Thank you, O Lord, for all you do for us, all you have done for us, and all you shall continue to do for us in the future. Thank you, Father, and we pray once again for all the people that are going through the storms and the trials and the tribulation. We know that this was part of your word, part of the prophecy of the Bible, but nevertheless, Father, we still ask for mercy upon their souls as they struggle to get by. Earthquakes, floods, and other natural disasters. We thank you, Lord. Father, we pray for our politicians this morning that are making the rules and the regulations which we are to live by. We just thank you that they make none that will hinder us in our service to you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray for the parents who are raising their children this morning. We just pray that you give them the strength to carry on. Thank you, Lord. Now, my Heavenly Father, as we move on into this portion of our services, we pray that this might be found decent and acceptable in thy sight. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray and ask it all. Let the church say amen. Amen. Second Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 2. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. This morning we're going to talk for a little bit about now is the accepted time. We as humans are guilty of putting off today for tomorrow. In other words, we are guilty of procrastination. Sometimes the matters we put off are things that are important and may need our immediate attention. Other times they may not be quite as important. But today we're going to deal with just such a matter. As a matter of fact, I would consider it to be probably the most important matter in our lives. It is that of salvation. It's like many of us putting off going to see the doctors because we're afraid of what he may tell us. So we put it off, myself included. Or your car is making a funny noise, and some say, I've heard that noise before, but it'll soon stop. But the question becomes, what if the car stops running first? So today, let's deal with salvation. First of all, we want to get a definition of salvation. Salvation is the work of God. We had absolutely nothing to do with our salvation. Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 8 and 9 tells us, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We need to understand that before you get walk around with your chest expanded and puffed out, we could not give salvation to any of ourselves. No work, no studying, and no buying of salvation. Instead, it is the gift of God through faith. Everything about salvation is of the Lord. There will still be some who won't accept this salvation. Jesus said in John 6 and verse number 44, no man can come to me except the Father has sent me to draw him. A person must accept a change in their will in order to accept Jesus Christ and to come to the Lord. The right thing for one to do is to accept the Lord before it is everlastingly too late. This may not be the hour, but it is drawing near, and it catches us sometime outside of the Lord. Will it catch you too? Will it catch you? Will you catch it before it's too late to seek God? We only have a brief time in this life, and as we should be attending to our soul salvation, the sooner we do this, the more time we will have to work for the Lord. Now, I did a funeral on Friday, and the lady was 98 years old. So she worked for the Lord for a good while, from what I heard and what I know of her. But you know something? That's still not a long time in the sight of God. That's still not a long time. The more time we have to work for the Lord, the better off we'll be. How do we know this? Because there is a great clue in God's word. It can be found in Psalms 90 and verse 10. And you all should be very familiar with that text. It speaks of a man's life. It says, the days of our years are 70. And if by reason of strength they be 80, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. You see, it may seem like it's a long time to us, but it's not very long in the sight of God. If by chance you make it to 80 years of age, your years are still filled with toil and troubles. The best thing for us to do is to live like there is no tomorrow, for we never know if there will be. The more time we devote to the Lord, the better off we will be. We should learn all we can and can all we learn. Now is the accepted time. Now is the accepted time. Not tomorrow, but now. Why is now the accepted time? Because of our uncertain future. The question becomes, why or why should one put off making their soul a priority item in their lives? Our text says, in the text, it says, now is the accepted time. It says, today and now is the day of salvation. It may be smooth and calm today, but tomorrow may bring storms into our lives. We need to help accept him today and don't put it off for tomorrow. We need the Lord in our lives to face the uncertainty of tomorrow. You know where I'm going to now. Turn over with me, if you will, to the book of James. James chapter 4, verses 13 through 15. The Bible says, "Go to now, and ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." So we can't count on tomorrows, because we don't know how many tomorrows we've got left in our lives. We can't count on tomorrow, because tomorrow may not come for us. We can't count on tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised to us. We can count on the Lord to get us through whatever we may need to get through. When we go to our doctor's visit, the one that many of us are afraid to face, we never know what we're going to hear. It could be bad news, it could be good news, or worse than that. But when we face an uncertain future, we should not have to be concerned about our souls. What is an uncertain future? Well, disasters can disrupt our lives and so easily upset us. A car accident may leave us crippled, broken up. Thieves may steal us blind. Our families can cause us heartaches. And the only place and the only person we can turn to is God. So the question is this: have you met him yet? We can never be certain of the future, but one thing we can be certain of is this: we can know the one who is in charge of the future. He is able to make it the way he wants it to be. Why do we need to know God? Well, because death is certain. Death is a fact of life. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 9:27, as it is appointed to unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Death does not respect color, race, nor gender. It doesn't even care about where one lives, whether you live in a big community with a lot of cemeteries, or you live in a community with no cemetery at all. It's still coming to us. When it comes to age, consider, if you will, a clock. If you can just put in your mind a clock that represents 16 hours of the working and waking day from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., this clock would look something like this. If you were age 10, it would be 8 a.m. At age 20, it would be 10 a.m. At age 30, it is now 12 noon. At age 40, it would be 2 p.m. Midday. Midday is lunchtime, is at age 30. At age 40, it will be 2 p.m. Lunch is now past. Age 50, it would be 4 p.m. and the day is wearing on. Age 60, it would be 6 p.m. and dinner time. But by the time you get to age 70, it would be 8 p.m. and the shadows have begun to fall on our lives. So consider, if you will, the clock of your life, those 16 hours, and determine where you're at and work accordingly. Get to know the Lord. If you don't know him, we'll help you learn about him. Just learn to accept the Lord and his will and do his will. All I'm trying to say is this clock represents a spinning around of its hands, and it's later than one may think. This is why it is now the accepted time to accept Christ as your Savior. Age 10 may be a little early, but age 80 might be a little bit too late, so you got to be careful. You got to get in there and serve the Lord while you still can. And I've had many people that tell me, "Well, I'm too old now, the Lord doesn't want me now." But that's untrue. How old was Moses when he was sent out to lead the Israelites? He was 80, I believe. And so age 80 is not too old. But now is the accepted time to accept Christ as your Savior. If God has given us one more year, we should use that year wisely. For we never know if we will have another day to say, I'll wait until tomorrow. Once again, that book of James teaches us that. In James 4:13 through 15, which I just read. Let us re-remind ourselves of what the scripture says. Picking up in verse number 14. You know not what shall be on tomorrow, for it is what is your life? What is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. But verse 15, what you ought to say is, if the Lord's will, we shall live and do this or that. But when you think about it, this text today is so true. For he said, I have heard that thee in a time of at a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. You may not have a tomorrow. You know, we all count on tomorrow. We all make plans for the future, including myself. We make these plans that say, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there on tomorrow, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that on tomorrow. But we never know if we got a tomorrow. That's all I'm trying to tell you. Tomorrow is not a promise or not a given to us. God can cut us off today and you won't have a tomorrow. Or God could cut you off tomorrow and your plans may be incompleted. So you say, if it's the Lord's will, I'll do this and I'll do that. Our lives are brief, and there is an end coming. So I would say to us today, we need to prepare, for we know not where or when the end shall come. The Bible tells us, therefore, to be ye ready, be ye also ready. Luke chapter 12 and verse number 40, for the Son of Man cometh at the hour when you think not. Now I'm sure that funeral that I did, sister, the lady was probably not looking for death, but death finds us. Death is going to find us and there'll be no hiding place. You can't hide from death. And when death comes, whether you're ready or not, it comes after you. And all of the young people that have lost their lives, I'm sure many of them probably thought they had a lot of time left. And even some of us older folk, we think we got a lot of time left. But we don't know, because the Bible says now is the accepted time. Now. Now, if we break that down, what does now mean? It means right now. Right here and now. There is no waiting. You need to work on your soul today. You need to work with your soul, not tomorrow, but today. And I remember many times thinking about just how life is going. Life is not easy all the time. But then if it was too easy, we would all just breeze through it, would we not? So we want to just take our lives one day at a time. You know that's the words to that song, one day at a time. Lord, give me one day at a time. That's how we got to take it. And I say to you today, now is the accepted time. Not tomorrow. And yesterday is past, so you can't do anything about that. Not next week, because next week is not here yet. Not next month, because we don't know what the month may bring. And certainly not next year, because we don't know what a year may bring. But now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. When I consider the matter, I think about all of those that were here on yesterday. And many of them are not here on today. I think of many times of the people who counted on tomorrow, but they didn't make it until tomorrow. I think about many people who thought about tomorrow, but couldn't, never made tomorrow. I think about the people who made plans to do whatever. Some made plans to get married. Some made plans to go on a vacation. Some made plans to do this or do that. But how many of them made plans for their souls? When you think about your soul, you should not put that matter off. You know, a soul is an important aspect of our lives. When you can't take time to prepare your soul, to work with your soul, to get your soul and your body and your house in order, you've got a problem. Because how many in here don't think that death is coming? None of us, right? Because we all know that death is coming. It's not if it comes, it's a matter of when it comes. And no matter how old you get, Methuselah was 969 years old, but guess what the Bible said? And he died. There are many of the old pioneers of the Old Testament who lived for many, many, many years, but the Bible still says, and they died in the book of Genesis. And they died. Now, if you live, just consider for a moment, if you live for 900 years, you would never think you're going to die. But thank God, God is in charge and he knows when to pull the plug. If you think of it like that, he knows exactly when the plug should be pulled. And I'm glad that I don't have my hand on the plug to pull it. Because I would probably pull it on some people sooner rather than later. But nevertheless, God didn't give us that privilege and that opportunity to pull the plug. He pulls the plug. Do you remember when Noah got in the boat and the door was closed? Who closed the door? God closed the door. He didn't let Noah close the door. So just like that with our lives, God doesn't give us any options. He gives us the option to live righteously or not. But he doesn't give us any option of when it's going to come to an end. So what do? I suggest you prepare your soul and get it ready and have your house in order, because it is coming. It is coming whether you want it to come or whether you don't want it to come. It's still coming. And I don't know many people who want it to come. I know more people don't want it to come than I know of people who want it to come. But nevertheless, now is the accepted time. Now is the day, today is the day of salvation. Do you have your house in order? Do you have your soul's well-being under consideration? Are you ready? If the Lord came and called you today, would you be ready? Would your soul be ready? Not would you be ready, because you probably would say, no, I'm not ready. If God called us home and gave us an opportunity to choose, most of us would say, no, not now, Lord, I'm not ready now. But since he doesn't, we have to go when he calls us, and we need to have our souls in order. How do you have your soul in order? Well, you come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized. Brother Jackson is willing and ready. It's a nice day outside. Brother Jackson will baptize you today. The water will feel cool and refreshing. Plus, it'll be work for your soul. But if you have been baptized and you walked astray and you went to the left instead of to the right, God can make that take care of that part for you too. You ask Him to forgive you, come forward and ask the church to pray with and for you that you may grow stronger. If this is your desire, as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.